Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
A mysterious person showed up and tried to get into the office next to hers. And then weird things started happening.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and it's all about real ghost stories. So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Share it with us. You can call in at any time, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like ad-free, then you can do that. You can also get advanced episodes and access to the archive, which, by the way, is massive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon's with me. I'm Carol
Hayes. Hey!
So this is a good story. Because I think you'll like it. It's like nothing happens, mysterious person shows up, then shit starts going down.
Interesting. Okay, mysterious person.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Here goes. Hi, guys. I love the show and just had a strange experience a few days ago, which I thought your listeners might enjoy hearing. Recently, my husband and I moved from Seattle to the tiny island town of Friday Harbor, Washington. I have never heard of that tiny island town, but it sounds kind of magical, doesn't it?
Friday, it sure does.
Friday Harbor.
I'm going to look it up.
Okay, do that while I'm talking. Friday Harbor is a beautiful town surrounded by the gorgeous San Juan Islands and full of historic buildings and houses, some of which date back all the way to the mid-19th century. Kathy, let's go.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
That's got to be gorgeous.
I would love that. We came seeking peace and quiet, and for the most part, we found it. The entire island has about 2,500 year-round residents, although during the summer and early fall, when tourism is at its peak, the population on the island triples or even quadruples. So when we go, let's go in like spring.
Okay.
Not during the season when so many people are there. With right. so many tourists coming and going, you have a lot of opportunities to meet a variety of unusual people. I'm a writer, and I had a very tight deadline to meet for my publisher. Shortly after we moved into our house, I began working very long days, writing for about 15 hours per day.
Oh, and, wow. Whew,
my office is in the upper story of a quaint, beautiful Victorian house built around 1890. In the upstairs space are two rooms that function as offices, mine and one that belongs to another self-employed person, and a small shared bathroom. Downstairs is a retail store. The upstairs offices are accessed by a very narrow staircase that leads up from a locking side door. In order to get to the door and staircase, you have to walk around the side of the building. It's not evident from the street. You really have to know the door is there in order to find it. A few days ago, while I was in the middle of working those crazy 15-hour shifts, I heard the side door open and the sound of somebody climbing the stairs. Not a big deal. The guy who works out of the other office, I'll call him Steve, comes and goes so often, we both got into the habit of leaving the outer door unlocked while one or both of us were working. Initially, I thought the footsteps were Steve's, but then I heard a woman's voice say, "Oh, that's lucky," as if she hadn't expected to find the outer door unlocked. I waited for her to come up the stairs, then stuck my head out of the office to greet her. I figured she had Steve's permission to come up to the office and figured he would have warned her that I was there. However, she seemed really startled to find somebody up there. She said, "I'm Janet's daughter. You know Janet. She's over there." And she pointed to Steve's office door. I thought she could be trying to case the offices looking for things to steal, so I didn't want to give away any information about Steve. Instead, I said, "Oh, I'm pretty new here, so I haven't met Janet yet." That was kind of smart on her part.
That was quick thinking on
right?
her part. Yeah.
Like,
but you would think that. Like, you know, when you don't know somebody, you don't want to just hand out a lot of information right off the bat. You need to, you know that it's okay.
And then inside, okay. You're all like, WTF, who is Janet?
Who? Yeah.
The woman seemed friendly enough, but she said nothing more. She began trying to unlock Steve's office door, trying every key on a ring. And then when those didn't work, rummaged through the bathroom drawers to find spare keys. I did have a set of spare keys hidden there, but they were in my office, not Steve's. When she tried every key she could find and didn't get into the office, she just left without saying another word. Needless to say, as soon as she was gone, I locked the outer door and called Steve to see if he knew what was up. He had no idea and was about as creeped out by the experience as I was. We both agreed to just keep the outer door locked at all times, and I went on with my work. Nothing else seemed out of the ordinary until night fell. As soon as it got dark, I began hearing strange noises coming from Steve's office. There
Weird.
Were definite sounds of footsteps, very rhythmic and slow, as if someone was pacing between the windows. At first, I wrote this off as sounds coming up from the retail shop downstairs. They must be closing up for the night, I thought. But then I heard the very distinctive sound of a door on Steve's cabinet opening and closing. It kept opening and closing over and over again for at least a minute. I finally Weird. Walked across a little landing between our offices, knocked, checked to see that the door was still locked, and said, "Steve, are you in there?" That was brave. I don't know that I
yeah.
could have done that. Especially after the whole Janet thing. The,
really?
The noises stopped, and I chalked it up to an overactive imagination. After all, I had been writing for 15 hours. I had been writing for 15 hours a day for about 2 weeks in a row, and my imagination had certainly been put through its paces, and I was thoroughly exhausted. I went on with my work until about 10 p.m., and all the while, I still heard the sounds of pacing and the cabinet door periodically being open and closed for minutes at a time. The next day, the same thing happened. Shortly after sunset, as soon as dark fell, the same sound started up in Steve's office. Steve was out of town, so I was sure he wasn't inside. I felt pretty creeped out, but I had that deadline to meet, so I kept at my work until late and left and locked up with the sounds of pacing still creaking across the old wooden floors.
Wow.
Oh. The next,
oh my goodness.
The next day, Steve came back to town. He and his wife, Melissa, came back up to the office, and we laughed a little over the strange appearance of the woman who tried to unlock his office. Then I asked him, have you guys ever worked here late, like after sunset? They hadn't. Why? Melissa asked. Does it get spooky after dark? I said, actually, yeah, it does. I really don't believe in ghosts, and I've been telling myself it's all just a hallucination because my brain is fried from all this work, but I keep hearing somebody walk around and opening and closing your cabinet door over and over again as soon as it gets dark. Well, Steve joked, there's nothing for a ghost to steal inside my cabinet anyway, so I don't mind if they look, as long as they don't mess the place up. Melissa asked me when it all started, and I realized the sounds started the very same night the strange woman wandered into the building. Maybe we do have a ghost, Melissa said, laughing. Maybe that lady's mom is haunting this building. Maybe our ghost's name is Janet. We all had a chuckle over that and agreed that we'd like to research the history of the building to learn more about its past occupants, but I still felt fairly creeped out by the whole experience. I'd been working for long, long hours for many days before that woman wandered in looking for Janet. No unusual sounds happened after dark that couldn't be explained away as noises from the shop downstairs or from many of the stray cats that hang around the building. But the distinctive sounds of pacing and the cabinet being opened and shut, opened and shut, opened and shut, have continued since the mysterious appearance of Janet's daughter.
Oh, they continued?
Yes. Fortunately, my deadline is passed and I don't have to be at the office anymore after dark. Though fall has arrived and the sun sets earlier every day, I wonder if the sounds in Steve's office are still continuing after dark. I suppose I'll find out as winter draws near and I find myself working after dark once more. Thanks for reading my story.
Oh,
that's weird.
I would kind of have a little bit of dread as I got to the point where I'd have to start working again after dark.
Well, and I could see, you know, maybe Janet did rent the place as an office, and maybe you had an office somewhere, and I went to visit you not knowing that you didn't have the office there anymore. But the way that she just walked in,
or you were
in
the wrong office, or you went the wrong building.
But the fact that the person who's in the other office is right there and you're trying to get in and can't, then you go rummaging through the bathroom looking for spare keys. It's
which
like,
is really odd.
And then she's standing there going, who is Janet at Steve's office? And then weird things start happening. So to me, coincidence, I don't know.
Oh.
And just as I said that, my cat jumped up on my desk next to me and I about screamed.
But the file, the drawers, opening, shutting, somebody walking around now.
Right.
And that has continued.
Yeah.
That's really creepy.
But it didn't happen before Janet, and she was working those long 15-hour days before then.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. Writing for 15 hours a day, my brain would be so fried.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Anything for 15 hours a day, but writing where you're trying to be creative and...
I did look it up, and the Friday Harbor looks absolutely stunningly, breathtakingly beautiful. And it is a town of about 2,700 people.
And if we go there and we're like, hey, I wonder if that's Steve's office up there.
Yeah, maybe we could go up and see and they could show us
I go around I look for a retail building and then I'm like, aha, there's a door over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to walk
and
up there.
And then maybe we can find a key in the bathroom
and
to
I'm
get
gonna,
into
I'm
Steve's
I'm
going to
walk
office.
Up there and I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm Janet's daughter.
Oh my goodness.
And then we do that.
I don't know
we
that
do
I
that,
could
then
do that.
Janet starts haunting us.
You know, when I was in, I went up to a little town in New York, upstate northern New York, the Finger Lakes area, they kind of call it. And I did an artist residency up there. And I had an art studio on the second floor of an old building. And there was like a couple, another studio and a little gallery up there and some things, you know. And it was above, it was just an old building they'd redone for an art gallery on the first floor, whatever. And so I go there and I'm doing this residency and I get this studio for a month and I'm in there by myself. And, you know, I'm going to take advantage of every single minute I have to create art. So I'm there at night. And the first few nights, it doesn't bother me too bad. But it's kind of like this reminded me of when she was talking about it, because you're putting in these like 15-hour days. And the longer I went, the more I just felt a little bit creeped out of this old building. And this was like a town that was really old. And at one time it had one of those, what did they call those, like sanitariums or whatever?
Oh, where, yeah.
Where they people would come for this well water, you know, and be cured.
Yeah.
And they'd be like those beautiful like hotels for really rich people. And it was huge and it was across the street. And it was massive. And then it had become like an asylum later. And now I don't think there's anything in it, but it was super creepy. But I'm in, you know, here I am in this building that overlooks that creepy building. And it gets to be about 10 o'clock at night. And I'm starting to hear things like that same kind of footsteps up and down the stairs, feeling creepy, like somebody's watching me. And I'm like, you know, I just can't do this late at night anymore. I felt that same way that if her story reminded me of that. It was, you know, just I'm doing art. I'm like playing baseball games really loud. I'm doing, you know, stuff really loud, but I'm still getting that feeling that somebody's watching me, even if I can drown out sounds, you know.
Well, I'd be like, I'm taking this laptop. I can write at home. I'll sit in the bathroom. I'll sit in the bathroom before I.
And
have to
I was
and
taking art
this.
Stuff home with me. It's like I can grab this stuff. Yeah. I can do this while I'm at home tonight, and then I can work on that tomorrow during the day when it's still light. I get it.
I do think it's weird. Nothing happened until Janet's daughter showed up.
Janet is a funny name for a ghost, but.
Or was it the ghost of Janet's daughter? I don't know. But,
or yeah, of course.
Was Janet's daughter a real person? I would think so, but what is there a connection between those two things? It kind of seems like it. I don't know. It was an interesting story. She is a good
writer. It's a good one.
Yeah. If you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through applepodcast.com. If you do that, you can try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.